So in January 2012, the last week, I was in my second semester of my first year of graduate school, and I got sick. It was just like a common cold or the flu or something relatively minor. And then I got better. The second week of February, I developed this all-consuming, crippling nausea. It wasn't just like once a day in the morning. It wasn't just at night. It was literally 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, nausea. So, of course, you know, I went to the medical center to get it checked out. Are you pregnant? No, I'm not pregnant. I haven't fucked anybody since I've gotten to California. How could I be pregnant? Are you pregnant? Are you sure? No, I'm not fucking pregnant. Anyway, so there were a lot of blood drawn, you know, the usual bullshit, trying to figure out what's wrong with me. Finally, I go back, and they draw my blood again, and they do a test, and they have a result. It's February 14th. It's Valentine's Day, and you have mono. I didn't have mono. I may have had mono in the past, and then when you get the test done, the markers come back positive. And if you had mono like 4 years ago, it's going to say you have mono. So if they don't know what they're doing, they'll just say you have mono. Anyway, I was pretty miserable up until the end of February. I could not eat because eating made the nausea worse. This is important. Pay attention to this detail. Every time I woke up, I had nausea. I would try to eat. It got worse, and I wasn't even throwing up. It was just like constant nausea. Are you pregnant? No. Okay, so eventually I had a good doctor at my grad school, and she said, you need to go to the hospital. Because it was a weekend, even though they could have done the tests as an outpatient, they decided, okay, you're an inpatient, you're going to be here. So the first day I was there, I threatened to vomit on the insurance lady's desk because she couldn't figure out my insurance stuff. Insurance is fun in this country. I work in a medical office now, so you can ask me about that later. So that's how I got into the hospital for the weekend. I ate half a sandwich, managed to keep that down, and everybody thought I was joking. Like, obviously, whatever I had wasn't as bad as the lady in the bed next to me, which I think she had just had a brain tumor removed. Next morning, though, I had some pancakes, which I promptly threw up, and then they started to believe me. And so the whole time they had me on a Zofran drip. Zofran is this medication they give to cancer patients and pregnant ladies. No, I wasn't pregnant. But it's a medication they give to people for nausea. I think it's recently been recalled, though, due to birth defects, in case you are, in fact, pregnant. But yeah, so my mother had come out to visit me a week before, and she said that I was gaunt. When your Jewish mother says that you're gaunt, you know there's a problem. I was used to being told that I had put on a little bit of weight. So that was, you know, that was different. And so she literally flew out back to California from Baltimore 5 days later to meet me in the hospital on Sunday. Why? Because it was my birthday. No, just kidding. It was my birthday, but I was also having an endoscopy on my 23rd birthday. 23. I'll never forget that year. Now, this is my favorite part of the story. So my gastroenterologist, he spoke to my mother for a few minutes, like covertly, and then he took me off to have the endoscopy. And right before he's about to give me the local anesthetic and put me under, he says, I saw you talking to your mother. Are you sure that she's not a source of stress? Because everybody assumes when you're nauseous constantly, if it's not pregnancy, it's stress, especially if you're a young woman. Anyway, so I had the endoscopy and nothing really happened. Same shit, was still nauseous constantly. So I should say nauseated, that's grammatically correct, but it doesn't really matter. Anyway, so I go back to USC, that's where I was in school. I'm seeing people at the health clinic. I go to acupuncture. It's free because they have a relationship with the acupuncture school in downtown LA. It doesn't really do anything. I go see a nutritionist. Are you anorexic? No, I'm not anorexic. I'm fat and I love food. Why would I be anorexic? Why would I willingly not want to be able to eat? She was actually a really cool lady in her defense, and once we got over the pregnancy anorexia hurdle, she gave me lots of ideas for protein-rich foods, which, you know, it's really easy to find non-meat sources of protein in LA, so that was not a problem. So then I went home for spring break, and I also saw a Johns Hopkins doctor who was terrible. I asked to look at my notes, and my mom said, you don't want to see those notes he wrote. It'll just upset you to see how anxious he's written you are. So I didn't see those notes. So this story doesn't have a very good resolution. I went back to LA. I kept seeing my doctors there. Finally, I had one doctor who had like no bedside manner whatsoever, but was probably like an Asperger's genius. And he figured out what was wrong with me. We know what was wrong with me because I responded to the medication he put me on. Turns out that when you get an infection at the end of January, Sometimes a worse infection can attack you at the beginning of February, and it might in fact be a virus that's attacking your vagus nerve. The vagus nerve is really important. It goes all the way down your body, and one of its functions is digestion. So if you have a virus that's attacking your vagus nerve, you can't digest, and you feel nauseated constantly. The food, when you're eating, this is the important part, remember, the food will actually act as a stimuli to the vagus nerve. So when you're nauseated and then you're eating, the food will just make it worse. It'll make you even more nauseated. It was so fun. But again, are you sure you're not pregnant? Things happened. Summer went by. Worked some part-time jobs. Started going to therapy for my anxiety. It was great. But then my second year started, and I hated my program. I wanted to drop out. I really just hated it. And my very first class of my thesis class with the instructor, she says, "What do you want to write your thesis on?" This is a year-long class. And I just feel this, like, massive wave of panic course through my body. The best way I can describe it is an anxiety orgasm. It was like that, but it was like the absolute converse end of the spectrum. It was horrible. And it was just like wave after wave of panic. And I got up and I had to leave, had to excuse myself. I just knew that I had to leave. You know what else the vagus nerve controls? Your fight or flight response. So I got out of there and I called my dad and I just walked up and down the stairs, which is what the shrink had told me to do if I felt anxious. And it didn't really do anything. But, you know, I don't know. I went back to class. I got my shit together and I graduated. I think about it sometimes because I wonder if my body giving out on me like that in my second semester of my first year was its way of telling me, this is a bad fit for you. LA is wrong. You don't belong here. This program is such a poor match. This is not what you want to be doing. And so I think about that sometimes, and I feel like I owe it to my body to be a better listener.